If you would turn in your Bible or open your Bible app to Ephesians 1, I'll be reading verses 7 through 12 from the Message version. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, the blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything could be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. Long before we heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose he's working out in everything and everyone. Please pray with me. Creator God, thank you for the amazing grace of your wondrous plan for your creation, absorbing the twists and turns of humanity's messiness, because you know it will not affect your outcome. You are the one who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that you have planned for us. And thank you, Jesus, for securing for us this glorious living and helping us to give up our own plans to lean into yours. Amen. Well, here we are, a whole week into 2023. How many of us made New Year's resolutions? Anybody? How many of us have already abandoned one or more of those resolutions? How many of us didn't even bother to make resolutions because we knew we would be chasing after something else next month? Yep, me too, right. The writer of Proverbs said that those who trust in their own wits are fools. And yet thousands of years later, we are still trying to set our own goals and order our own steps on our own paths, hoping the way we're going will lead us to success, to greater happiness, more peace, and deeper contentment. But for the vast majority of us, that just leaves us exhausted and disappointed, bound up in a cycle of striving without much thriving. We can take heart in the words of Paul to the Ephesians. We are created to be abundantly free, not bound up through constant striving to accomplish our own plans. Friends, the good news is that our Creator made us to fit into his plan and has already provided everything each of us could possibly need for our roles in his grand story of salvation and restoration of peace and contentment. Last week, Pastor Jamie urged us not to let ourselves be satisfied with mere survival in this life, but to be led into glorious living by adventuring with Jesus. As we open our hearts and minds to knowing Jesus more fully, paradoxically, we come to know ourselves better. As Paul said, it is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. The more fully we know Christ, the better we understand how we're called to fit into God's long-range plan, what it is that we need that he has already provided and is waiting for us to accept, and how to grow into our God-given role as revealed by Christ and as enabled by the Spirit. And how do we get to know Jesus more fully? We spend time with him. We have meaningful conversations with him. We laugh and cry, and we hope and dream with him. I suspect that some of us may treat Jesus more like a Facebook friend sometimes, where every now and then we get some fairly superficial information that makes us believe we actually know him well. But when was the last time you asked Jesus what his hope and dream for you is? Have you asked him to reveal himself to you in a very personal way? This morning we have time and space to intentionally enter into personal conversation with Jesus. You see four stations around the room, And at each one, there's a specific conversation we'll each have. I'll explain the four stations, and then we'll have about 20 minutes or so to move through those. You can visit them in any order you want. And if you're unable to move around the room with ease, just remain seated, and we'll bring you some index cards and a pen to aid you in your conversation time. At the station up here by the piano, we'll each have a conversation with Jesus about our star word for 2023. If you haven't received your word yet, there are some stars on the table. And remember that we believe the Spirit leads us to the word we're meant to have, so the one you pick up is yours. Please don't put it back and trade it for another one. Some of us really wish we could, believe me. I'm one of them. While you're at this station, ask Jesus why you received your particular word. How might it help you grow this year? What doors might it open or close? Write down answers that come to you on a card, but leave room on the card. Take the card with you and keep it with your star word. As you reflect on your word throughout this year, add more notes to the card as Jesus gives you more insights. And at the end of 2023, you'll have a record of the adventure you and Jesus had together around your word. At the back is a table with glass pebbles and two buckets of water. At that station, pick up a pebble and hold it in your hand. Reflect on something you're bringing into 2023 from last year, or even further back, that you no longer need to carry. Maybe you've been lugging something around for so long that you don't even realize anymore how heavy it is and how it drains life from you. It might be anger or hurt, an unhealthy habit, hopelessness, insecurity, shame. Ask Jesus what you need to release to him so it no longer burdens you. You might be tempted to skip this station thinking that you don't have anything, but ask anyway. We humans have the ability from the time we're very young to bury things deeply within ourselves. And even if our conscious minds don't remember, our subconscious and our body does remember, and that can lead to various kinds of suffering. So ask anyway. When you know what it is, the pebble you're holding will represent this thing you need to stop carrying. Acknowledge to Jesus that you want to give it to him, and that it is only through his strength in you that you can release it. And then open your hand over a bucket and let it go. Jesus tells us to love our neighbors, and a great way to do that is to pray for them. At the station near the courtyard doors, ask Jesus who he wants you to pray for this year. He might name a family member or a friend, maybe someone in this room. But don't be surprised if the name he gives you is someone you find difficult to love or maybe even consider an enemy. Just like with our star words, the name you get is your person. Don't ask for someone else. Write their name on a card and put it in your Bible. Put it up on your refrigerator door, tape it to your bathroom mirror. Someplace you will see it at least once a day. And whenever you see that name, say a prayer for the person all year long. You might not ever get to see the fruit of your prayers in their life, but you will recognize how it will change you. In front of the stained glass window is the cross, reminding us of the cross where Jesus was crucified so we can be abundantly free. At this station, ask Jesus to reveal to you what might be holding you back from full surrender to him, from wholeheartedly embracing the way of thriving instead of simply striving. What needs to die in you that you may live abundant life free in him? Is spending time with Jesus the last task on your daily to-do list that's always left undone? Are you simply too busy striving to take hold of the thriving? Is it a fear of failure, of letting him down when you inevitably stumble? Remember that Peter denied Christ three times, and yet Jesus told Peter that he was the rock on which the church would be built. Maybe you have a fear of success. If you venture more deeply with Jesus, he'll put you in charge of something you don't want to do. Jesus himself asked God to take the cup from him, but instead received the strength to go to the cross and lay down his life for the will of the Father. Or maybe you think you just don't deserve the life that Jesus has for you. If it was a question of deserving glorious living now and forever, there wouldn't have been a cross, because none of us deserve it. It's offered freely out of great love for us. So ask Jesus, what is holding you back from a great adventure with him? Write it on a card, take a tack, and nail the card to the cross. I'm going to pray for us before we begin. Jesus, we are entering into intimate and vulnerable conversation with you. We'll be asking uncomfortable questions, and we'll likely get some uncomfortable answers offered in love. Help us to hear what we need to hear from you, and strengthen us to do what you would have us do, so we can both know you and ourselves more fully. Set our feet firmly on your path to glorious living in this new year, so that we may take hold of all things bright and beautiful that you have planned for us. We ask you humbly and with great thanks. Amen. Now, as you move about, please be mindful. This is a time of prayer, so keep your conversations with each other at a minimum, so that we may all hear from Jesus without being distracted by friendly chatter. So you can go to whichever station you choose first and begin your conversations. Thank you for participating in this today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for knowing our hearts so well. Thank you for wanting to give us the very best life, the most glorious living available to us through you as we fit into the Father's plan. Continue these conversations with us throughout this year and strengthen us fully to go on this great adventure with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.